Diver's Sink is a weekly netcast where we talk about the world of scuba diving, fantastic diving opportunities, and some of the happenings in the underwater world. We also provide tips and discussions about scuba diving and get excited about upcoming dives and adventures. Learn how you can join us on our dives and become part of the program by following Diver's Sink on Facebook and Twitter or by visiting our website at www.diverssink.com. Hello and welcome to Diver's Sink, the netcast and podcast for scuba divers. My name is Rich Sinowick, and you're listening to Season 10, Episode 24, recorded on June 11th, 2020. And I am off to Alpena for the weekend. I am leaving tomorrow, and I have a free moment to get caught up with a little bit of the podcast stuff and tell you a little bit that summer's here. It kind of snuck up on me with this whole COVID thing, but I have a charter and we really didn't know what was going to go on to the charter until just this week. And so there's some changes. Now, I have been throughout this whole process of running a business through COVID and running business through the whole thing of keeping a positive attitude and trying to make sure that as little as possible changes my financial situation, my company situation, my staff. My biggest, I read it in a movie or saw it in a movie once, and it has been since my biggest, one of my biggest philosophies now is, do we have a plan B? And the answer is, yeah, let's make sure plan A works. And if it doesn't work, let's have a plan C, because we really don't want to modify plan A that far along the line. So the charter boat captain finally got some clarification of what they wanted. And so our plan for the weekend is going to be that we go up there and we split the charter. So we're going to go out on Saturday, and I have six people on charter, but we're going to go three and three. And one person already canceled because of the whole COVID thing and his work isn't letting him go. So what happens is... Sorry if I'm blasting you guys. I'm going to bring down the volume just a little bit. It looks like it's spiking a little bit too much here. But the whole thing is that we're going to do... none of the buoys are up there. So the NOAA hasn't been working. So nothing's marked. So the boat captain said I'd have to be on both charters. So I'm going out with two on Saturday in the morning and two on Saturday in the evening. And we're just drawing straws for Sunday to do the same thing, two in the morning and two in the afternoon. So we'll see how it happens. I am really looking forward to the trip. I'm looking forward to seeing, to having some semblance of normalcy. For the people that are on the trip, they were all going, you know what? I just want to get out of Dodge. If we can go up there and we can stay in hotels and we can sit and be social out on the deck and drink a couple drinks and have a good time, then let's go. And that's what it looks like it's going to be. And so I'm really excited about it. So this past week, though, I had to do another plan C. And we did a couple things. Yesterday, I went into the water with one of my buddies, and I wanted to dial in how stage bottles work. And so I took him and said, I'm going to rig up three different systems in different color bungee, and I'm going to see which one works the best. And I think we got it dialed in, and I think it's going to work just fine. It worked on me. For one of them worked really well on me. And so I'm going to try it on a student next weekend. For the 20th and 21st, I have a Tech 60 class, and I'm going to try it on a student there, but we're going to dial this all in and see where we can go and maybe practice it a little bit more. But I have students next week for the Tech 40 CCR class. So I wanted to get this done a little bit early. And so I'm going to actually start teaching on, or start doing dive stuff tomorrow on the drive up to Alpena, and then diving Saturday and Sunday in Alpena. And then I come back from Alpena and flip everything right away to go spend a week at White Star teaching the Tech 40 CCR class to a full class. And then I teach the Tech 60 the following weekend. So it's going to be a little bit more of a difficult time to get this podcast up and running because I'm going to be so busy. So bear with me. But I am going to try to record them even every night. So we'll see how that works out. We'll see what goes on with that. So anywho, the this weekend, though, was a plan C. So on the 6th and 7th, last weekend, I went to Milwaukee. We were supposed to go to Port Austin. And Port Austin got canceled early, like mid-May. And I was kind of talking to a friend about how disappointed who was on the trip. And he says, well, come out here to Milwaukee. The charter boat here is running, and she's free that weekend. So we got together, and we were able to put four people on her boat. And so we were able to go and do a charter out of Milwaukee. We did the Grace Shannon on Sunday, which was one of the more spectacular shipwrecks I've ever done, and the Transfer. And on Saturday, we did the St. Alban and the EMBA, both in about 160 to 170 feet of water. And it was perfect for my class and perfect for the visibility was awful when you got in the water, but 100-foot full distance of the wreck when we got down the bottom. The EMBA was pretty neat. It was a schooner barge that has a self-unloader boom on it, and it was really neat. I liked that one a lot. The St. Albans was a nice wreck too. That one was a pretty intact steamer, I think. I can't remember off the top of my head. Everything blurs together when we're doing this stuff. But the St. Albans or the Grace Shannon was a unicorn wreck. I've heard a lot about it. I know a lot of people want to go see it, but a lot of people hadn't been to it, and it was well worth it. It's really pretty. The stern cabin is beautiful, and it wasn't buoyed, so they actually threw a grapple in it, and having seen the delicate structure of the cabin in the back, I don't think I would have ever thrown a grapple anywhere near that wreck's stern. It was beautiful. It was really, really pretty. So good plan C. That was a good plan C. The city of Milwaukee was semi sort of close to rioting. It had a protesting. It had attacks threatened on the police stations. But it was we were in an area that was okay. But it was something that we had to drive through a bunch of stuff. We went to a restaurant and we were the only ones inside. It was like they had closed down the restaurant and we were the only table. And it was just true sign of the time. It's just bizarre. But as we're sitting there in the restaurant. We go to leave, and it was really wonderful. The food was great, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm sorry that I can't. It was the Water Street Brewery, I think is what it's called. Maybe that was it. I can't remember off the top of my head. But when I got to get up, I was like, oh, we're going to have another beer. And everybody's like, why? And I said, look outside. And there was a protest march going on, and we were parked in the street. So there was no way we were ever going to go anywhere. Unless we wanted to become part of the parade. So we ended up sitting and having another beer and really catching up and having a good time. It was a great time for the weekend. It was a good start to the summer. It's now going to dial in, and I'm going to be busy now from here on out. I was supposed to be in Truck Lagoon, leaving for Truck Lagoon next week. That got canceled, so I filled it up with classes, moved things around, and we'll talk about that a little bit next week. I'm sure I'll have talk about the classes. I really am looking forward to talking to Alpina. I hope Alpina goes as good as this Milwaukee one, this unscheduled Milwaukee one. It was spectacular. So I will take it. And I'll take the beginning of the year, and I will take the beginning of what's going on, because it's going to just get better. And whether or not this COVID thing ends, I'm kind of believing that it's not so much that it's going to end as it's going to be changing the way that we live for so long that it's going to be very difficult to go back to what we used to know called normal. I'm not going to use the term new normal. I don't believe in that one. I think that it's just going to come to how we were going to adapt, overcome, and move on. The basics of it come as the minute you give up on your fate is when you might as well be dead. So keep throwing shit at me. Well, I'll bat it right back out. So we'll see. So I'm going to sign off because I really don't have any extra free time in my world right now. And I'm gonna do what I can to get this uploaded. Probably it'll have to wait. But until next week, we'll see ya.
Divers Sync is a cooperation between Divers Incorporated and Rich Sinowick Productions. You can listen live in the chat room or download archived past editions worldwide over the internet at diversync.com. Help us promote our netcast by telling your friends and dive buddies to tune in every week to Divers Sync and by helping them download past episodes. If you are making a purchase recommended on Divers Sync, you'd be doing us a huge favor by letting your supplier know that you are there because of the information you heard on our podcast. The opinions that you hear on Divers Sync are not necessarily those of any station, website, network, or advertisers. These netcasts are not intended to substitute for professional diver training. Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be attempted without the proper instructions, supervision, and training. Have any questions or comments? We'd love to hear from them via our website at diversync.com.